Well, we'll be into another season, particularly in the fishing sector, before there's any decision in relation to this. And in good faith, the minister, who's now the Taoiseach, told us in the Dáil on November last that he would have a report prepared within 3 months. Now we've gone 8 months, and there'll be another few months before the report is made available. And this whole process is having a detrimental effect on seasonal workers' rights in the fishing, in the agriculture, and in the tourism sector. These people play a vitally important role in their respective sectors. And what they're being told at the moment is that their subsidiary income threshold of 1270 per day or 6350 a week or 3300 a year is sufficient. And that denies them the right to obtain a social protection payment. And in addition to that, they're expected to put up 39 contributions. That's not just not possible. So those who are reviewing this on behalf of the minister and on behalf of the government will have to be totally pragmatic and realistic and take in the necessary changes as soon as possible.
And how confident are you that the findings in this report will work in the seasonal workers' and part-time workers' favour?
Well, I'm not too sure. Initially, when I got the commitment, I was more optimistic. I'm less optimistic now that they're kicking the can down the road, and we'll just have to wait and see. But I would hope with having a Minister for Rural Affairs now who should understand the whole system and how it works to the detriment of these people, and not just of those individuals, but there's no incentive there for those individuals to work on a seasonable basis.